This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Everybody, Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. If you're just joining us, we had a conversation about the sequester and its effect on wildlife and fisheries management here in Maryland, and we just wanted to let you know that that is ongoing under this sequester. The government has decided to make it as painful on us as possible so that we have more dependence on our government. It's sneaky. It's rotten. It's just not right, and it is a tactic that they're using. So, you know, what can I tell you? It is what it is. We've elected people that do not represent us, and if you believe they do represent us, you just don't know enough. You just don't know. You are one of the sheeple, unfortunately. So, what do we have to do here? What do we have to do to get our point across? I'm not going to berate anybody. I am going to tell you this. If you're not registered to vote and you don't like what's going on, well, guess what? Shut up, because you don't have a voice. I don't care how many emails or letters or phone calls you make to your elected representative. If you haven't voted or if you haven't registered to vote, you don't count. You don't count. If you think it's it's above you to go to the polling place and cast your vote for any of our elected officials, well, guess what? You have no say. You have no, no power, number one, and you have no say in the way things go. I don't care if you hate the gun bills. I don't care if you're a gun owner, you're an active in your gun club. If you don't vote, you ain't in it. So, my suggestion, of course, is to register to vote, become at least that interested and that involved. It's the least you can do. So, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I am searching for a testimony that was read, and if I find it, I'll share some of it with you, with our General Assembly the other day, from one of our local manufacturers. And I'll see if I can come up with that. I've got a whole stack of stuff here that I just mislaid here a moment ago when I was reading some other stuff. But we'll find it. It's here in the stack somewhere. But we'd like to take your phone call. 410-922-6680. 410-WCBM 680. That is how you get in touch with us. And we'd like to hear your opinion. Express it. Come on. This is your opportunity. You want to get your opinion out there? Here we go. 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. That is our phone number and the number you can use to let people know how you feel about whatever we've talked about or whatever you think is important to you. Goodness, where the heck did all that stuff go? Well, I guess we'll find it eventually. So, Pat, how you been? Did you have a good week? Yeah, my week wasn't too bad. I got to go to the elk banquet last Sunday, and we went to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes organization. The name escapes me at the second banquet, the big banquet at Martin's West on Monday night, and it was good. We heard Coach Harbaugh share his testimony and his experiences over the last couple of years as We are. So, anyway, while I'm searching for stuff here, and I don't know why I've lost it, but I have, because it was right here a minute ago. Let me tell you about a wild game dinner. It's at the Carroll County Ag Center. It's on Saturday, March 23rd, and it's sponsored by the it's an outreach of the Calvary Bible Church in Westminster. It's a wild game dinner. They've got a great speaker, Dr. Bill Behrens, who's a former drill instructor of the U.S. Marine Corps, and he's a big game hunter. There is no cost to go to this event. They're giving away a door prize of a Mossberg 500 and much more. It is a free event, but if you plan on going, you need to RSVP, and that number is 410-440-2510. And we want to thank our buddies out at W&W Tire and Auto Service for letting us know about this, and hopefully we'll be able to attend. It's Saturday, March 23rd, at, from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Carroll County Agriculture Center in Westminster, Maryland. There's seating is limited. There's only seating for about 250 folks, so they're looking for a full house, and we want you to pre-register by calling 410-440-2510 if you'd like to go to Wild Game Dinner in Westminster, Saturday, March 23rd. Let's talk to Mike in Owings Mills. Good morning, Mike. How are you? Good
morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I have a lot of pain about the sequestering, but you know something? We got to cut this debt. We're dumping money on our, you know, on our children's back that we just don't have. And we really need to do something about all this borrowing we're doing.
Well, I agree with you, Mike, but have you read anything about the sequester? Do you know anything about it, really, how much it is and how it's being applied?
The exact figures, no, but I know this. 42 cents, they're saying, of every dollar we
borrow. I'm going to suggest to you that you understand how much money we're talking about here, okay, over the course of this year and the next 10 years, and realize that it's 2% of the federal budget and that it is being misapplied to a lot of different programs that need to be cut drastically.
Oh, I absolutely agree. I mean, I think entitlements are wrong. These cell phones are giving people, I think.
Yeah, but okay. Here, Mike, look, we're talking about its effect on fisheries and wildlife right now. And okay. I don't know if you're
a boater. I buy gas for my boat. I know I know the cost involved.
All right. Well, where do you launch your boat?
I launched my boat at Sandy Point.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what happens if you pull up to Sandy Point and you go to walk out in the deck and the deck all of a sudden falls through because there's not enough money to repair the dock?
I know. I mean,
what happens if you tie up to a pole out there in the bay and all of a sudden it breaks in half and your boat drifts off? I mean, you know, we're talking about stuff that is basically maintenance stuff, but important stuff.
I hear you.
What about boating safety? What about the people who don't take? What about people who?
Nobody to respond. I understand.
What if there's no boating safety course out there, and you got some drunk nut out there in the boat who runs into the side of yours?
I understand that. There's smart ways to do this, but you know we do need to cut the spending. We really do.
I agree with you 100%. But there are other ways.
And I was saying there's
other ways
way
to
way.
Do it, and this is a self-imposed funding mechanism that's been in place for nearly 100 years, 85 years at least, and they're screwing with it for the first time in history.
Yeah, and it's a shame. You know, our government's so dysfunctional right now.
Yep.
All they're trying to do is, you know, the one party's trying to mess with the other party, and they're going to play ball off the
Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Talk to Eric in Severna Park and then Gary in Severn. Good morning, Eric. How you doing? Hello, Eric. Hello, Eric. Come in, Eric. Goodbye, Eric. Gary in Severn. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Hey, I was interested in some trout fishing information.
Okay.
I noticed that this year on the daily trout stocking report
yep.
on the DNR website,
right.
They post every day, where the truck went, what they stocked, and everything else.
Yep.
And this year, they only are posting what site was stocked. For example, they might say they stocked the Middle Patuxent or the Upper Patuxent or
right.
whatever. But they don't put in the quantity of trout. They and the species.
Right.
Last year and I think the year before, They would say, hey, we did the Patapsco in Daniels, and we put in 2,000 brown trout and rainbow trout or something
right.
of that nature.
Okay.
And it was very helpful because for those that I've been trout fishing in Maryland for 20-some years.
Right.
And I know all of these streams. I know where they are. I know what they're like. And I can imagine, I can understand what a partial stocking is, what a major stocking is.
Yeah.
It helps me decide where I want to go. There's a lot of cost involved in some of these things because I'll go out to I'll go from Severin out to Garrett County 2-3 times a year to fish, and I want to know, you know, that, you know, how much fish they put in and whatever helps you just decide where to go and everything. And I sent an email to DNR on their customer service link.
Right.
Asked them the same question and was just told that they're not going to do that this year.
Did they give you any reason?
No. They just said they're not going to do it, and that was the end of that. And
do you recall who you? Oh, customer service.
That was customer service.
Who do you have a name who replied to you?
Not that I recall. Not that I recall.
So an anonymous
yeah.
bureaucrat basically said, you know,
no.
Sorry, too bad. Yeah,
yeah.
No dice, huh?
Right. Exactly.
Wow.
I don't know. It seems like a pretty reasonable request, and it seems like it, you know, helps sportsmen understand, you know. Where to go and everything else. I don't understand why they wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But so that was
yeah. I don't know if any staff has been cut back. If you know they're not phoning it in, but I mean,
yeah.
It would seem like a simple thing that when they load the stocking truck, they know they've got, you know, close to 1,000 rainbows
right.
and 500 brown trout or something like that. And
right.
I mean, you're not telling you to, hey, how many 17-inch brown trout did
right.
you stock? You
right.
just want to know what and where.
And it does things like, I mean, the regular stocking schedule that they put out gives you, you know, the weeks that they're stocking. It gives
right.
you the total quantity per year and things
right.
of that nature. So if they tell you on the daily how much they put in, you got a feeling for, well, they've put everything in for this year, you know. And
sure.
You get an idea of where they're at.
Yeah.
And so,
by the way, tomorrow, Area 1 closures go into effect for some of the trout streams
yeah.
on the stocking schedule.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. And I think, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
But I mean, it's a great question.
Yeah.
You know, why something that's been done for years, why did it stop all of a sudden this year?
Right.
You know, is it a budget thing? Or it doesn't seem like it would be. But,
yeah.
you know, the
yeah.
same guys are probably driving the same stocking trucks to the same trout streams. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll do our due diligence here and try and get an answer for you from the folks at the Department of Natural Resources. They have been extremely good as far as getting back to us on issues like this, so we'll forward that email. You sent me an email. I'll forward that to them and see what their reply is going to be.
That'd be great. I got another related question.
All right.
I noticed on their fishing report that they put that they had a fish kill out at the Bear Creek hatchery.
Right.
Hit by lightning or something.
Okay.
That's extremely unfortunate, a real freak of nature kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
But it was good news to me because the Bear Creek Hatchery has been closed for many years. That's out in Garrett County.
Right.
Been closed for many years because of whirling disease.
Whirling disease, exactly
yeah.
right, yeah.
And so I was glad. I mean, I was sad to see the fish got killed, but
yeah.
I guess that's bad news when your hatchery's
Well, I think the whirling disease thing has been addressed, and you know it's mm-hmm. it's unfortunate. You know, you got a couple of things going on out there. The whirling disease, if people have never seen it in the wild, it's pretty amazing to watch those trout. But then you've also got the rock snot, the didymo,
right?
right.
Deal going on. So, you know, there are certain challenges as far as our trout program here in Maryland. But hopefully we'll have Don Cosden or one of those guys on the air here shortly to talk about that. We have a schedule already set up throughout the year with fisheries folks to come on and talk about the various aspects. Try to keep it, you know, seasonal as far as that type of thing.
I went to the Pasadena sports fishing show.
Sure.
I think it was 2 weeks ago. And Keith Lockwood was there.
Oh, yeah. Keith's a good guy.
I really appreciate it when those DNR fisheries guys show up at these things.
Yeah, well, today Marty Gary's going to be talking about striped bass management, an update at the Learn from the Pros seminar. That's by the Maryland Charter Boat Association. The event's going to be held at the Annapolis Elks Lodge today. Hmm. So you might want to check that out.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Hey, one last little question.
Yep.
Any guess as to I was hoping to go on the Eastern Shore and catch some yellow perch. We're going to go today.
But yeah.
Canceled that. How long does it take that water to settle down over there?
I would guess by the end of the week we'll be fine. I'll keep my eye on that situation over there, and I'll drop you an email if you don't mind. Yeah.
Great.
Yep. Hey, by the way, you say you were a fly fisherman, Gary?
Oh yeah.
Are you going to the National Capital Angling Show tomorrow?
I think isn't there another one?
There's something
there's
going
on Kent Island that I think Lefty Cray is going to be at.
Yeah, I believe that's today, isn't it?
Oh, is that today?
I don't know. I don't have that at my fingertips. But the National Capital show is tomorrow at the Georgetown Preparatory School. That school.
Yeah.
That's Rockville Pike.
Yeah.
In Bethesda.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Those things are great.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You learn a lot know, you get to rub shoulders with like-minded individuals when you go to those shows. So.
Absolutely. I stopped by Bass Pro last week and found it interesting to talk with the kayak fishing club guys.
Oh, okay.
They're
cool.
Kind of interesting. These kayaks have come a long way. Stand up in them, these sit on top kind of things.
Yep.
Stable fishing. I mean, they look pretty stable. And,
yeah, so they have made a lot of advancements in kayak fishing. It's become a very popular deal. I pretty much don't have the guts to do the offshore thing with them.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Let's go shark fishing in our kayak.
Yeah.
Ah, no.
No, I don't think so.
Sorry.
Tributaries are fine.
Hey, let's go 100 miles offshore. Drop me overboard in a kayak, and I'll do some tuna fishing.
Yeah. Right.
Nope, not for Alan. So. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate
you. Sure.
Bye-bye. 410 of CBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Hey, it's time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Since we're talking about it, you could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. Stop by your local fishing citation center or check the fishing rule book. Or you could go online and visit www.dnr.maryland.gov and click on fisheries for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. Again, that's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
The following is a paid announcement.
Governor O'Malley wants to enact laws that burden the right of self-defense for the law-abiding citizen. These restrictions will deny rights to those least able to afford them. The governor openly admits he wants to tax a civil right and make it a profit center for Maryland. The governor proposes laws that violate American values. His laws will not target criminals. His laws will only convert the lawful into criminals. The governor's penalties against law-abiding people will cause the loss of jobs, security clearances, and could even stop you from getting a mortgage. The governor's laws will subject active duty service members to prison time if they cannot register their firearms while serving overseas. They will subject young hunters to prison time for possessing common hunting ammunition. and you'll risk prison for not knowing to register a hunting firearm that the state previously approved you to own. Gun control helps no one. This message brought to you by Maryland Citizens. Learn more at MarylandShallIssue.org.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. For many of us, there are few shopping experiences less pleasant than buying a car. There's the shop-worn delaying tactic of, let me run that by my manager, followed by haggling and hammering out the financing. J.D. Power says new car buyers spent more than 12% longer negotiating their deals last year than in 2010, even though more than 80% of buyers had already spent an average of 18 hours researching models and prices online. Some relief may be on the way. More companies are experimenting with ways to slice the time we spend in showrooms. New tools range from mobile devices that can calculate a car's trade-in value in the parking lot to expanding call centers to handle traffic from smartphone shoppers. AutoNation, the largest dealership chain in the U.S., is rolling out a pricing strategy that will base selling prices not on the manufacturer's suggested retail price, but on current market data. I'm Marcy Norton with the Wall Street Journal.
Progressive presents Flo's newest jam. Bundling will make you feel like the mayor of Savingsville.
Bundle your home and auto together, and you'll feel like the mayor of Savingsville. Yes, you will. A town famous for the world's biggest puppy.
Bundle your home and auto together and save. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Home insurance underwritten by Homesite Group, Boston Mass, and other non-affiliated companies. Available in most states.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
But I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day. I have no need.
All right, this is a talk radio show, two-way talk, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. You ask a question or make a comment, I craft a reply if possible. It's your turn. 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680, or 410-922-6680. That is our phone number. I'm going to read a little while I'm waiting for your phone call. A little bit of a testimony. Executive Vice President of LWRC International in Cambridge, Maryland. Testimony in opposition of Senate Bill 281. My name is Darren Mellors, Executive Vice President of LWRC International. LWRCI manufactures rifles in Cambridge, Maryland, and Dorchester County. Our customers are the U.S. government, law enforcement agencies nationwide, and allied governments that are sanctioned by the U.S. Department of State. We also sell a line of commercial products to qualified, law-abiding U.S. and Maryland citizens, until recently, in all 50 states. I'm in the unique position to offer factual testimony to this legislature on behalf of the 300 families that depend on us for skilled employment, the various contractors that provide services and products for LWRCI, and the law-abiding citizens of Maryland who are being vilified in your proposed legislation. Vilified may sound to be a strong word, but infringing on the rights of a select group of citizens in response to the illegal evil acts of a deranged individual or career violent criminals is the very definition of the word. I also represent my mentor, the owner of LWRCI and a consummate entrepreneur, Mr. Richard Bernstein. He not only started LWRCI, but many other successful ventures in Maryland that have created an estimated 3,000 jobs over the last 40 years by estimation of the Maryland Department of Business and Economic Development. His record of job creation on the eastern shore of Maryland is second only to Mr. Frank Perdue. He single-handedly made Salisbury, Maryland, the center of microwave filter technology manufacture for the world with K&L Microwave and Lorch Microwave. Other examples of his success were BAI Aerosystems, Salisbury Pewter, Maytek Machining Technologies, along with many commercial real estate developments on the Eastern Shore. Mr. Bernstein is also very active in our Maryland community, being a large contributor to Salisbury University and the namesake of the Bernstein School of Business. He's been given entrepreneurial and community service awards locally, nationally, and internationally. His entire ethos is focused creating jobs and building value in a company through local people, most starting from small ventures. Facing these 20 gun bills, he is now put in a position to abandon his home, many of his Maryland employees, and his proud legacy to move his ventures to a state that does not ask that productive member of society fall on a sword as a scapegoat for inaction by its government against the prosecution of criminals for gun crimes. There's also an apparent malaise by the government to addressing serious mental health care deficits in Maryland and an apparent disregard of its citizens' constitutional rights under the Second Amendment. On it goes. Three pages worth. If you would like to read this excellent testimony from Darren Mellors, who is the Executive Vice President of LWRC, who manufacture semi-automatic rifles, modern sporting rifles, here in Maryland, in Cambridge, with that introduction, I'll be more than glad to send it to you. Public record, he testified in front of the General Assembly, and it goes on from there. Jerry in Severna Park, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. What's up?
Just have a couple of comments. Number one, grocery stores provide recycled containers.
Correct.
Those of us who care, take them back. Hardware stores, newspapers, clothing stores, you name it, don't provide retainers or recycle things, and there's no place to take them. So I don't think that bag law will change much.
Well, that wasn't a bag law. I mean, I wasn't talking about a bag law. That was our smart, green, and growing tip of the day.
Well, whatever.
Yeah. All right.
What, can I make one other comment?
Sure.
The stupid congressmen are going to have us old people and have the children stumbling around in the dark again starting tomorrow for stupid, stupid reasons. Why do they want us falling over everything in the dark in the morning?
What are you talking about?
Daylight saving time.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the call, Jerry. Captain Dan, how are you?
Good, Alan. How are you doing, buddy?
Good, man. What's going on?
Oh, not much. It sounds like insanity. Seems like we keep voting the same people in expecting different results.
Yes, it does sound like that, doesn't it?
It sure does.
It does. Yes, indeed. I'll tell you, this guy from LWRC who represents Mr. Bernstein is just spot on with his testimony. And it is tremendous as far as the whole thing is concerned. I wish I could read the whole thing on the air, but I can't. It's too long. But what's the Susquehanna look like these days?
It looks good. I'm going to head up tomorrow to just get a test run. I had some minor issues that I've had fixed. One of the tournament seasons already upon us. The first tournament's 23rd of this month, so it might be a good idea to get a little preview.
Yeah, that'd probably be good. Be a good idea. Hey, Dan, hold on a minute.
Sure.
Hey, Tim, you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Did you guys coordinate this double attack on me here this morning?
No, we did not, but it's good to see that maybe Dan and I can get together two weekends in a row and did bass class last weekend and together on the radio today.
There you go. How about that? did the students learn anything?
Absolutely, they always do. It's one of the things I look for at the end of the day when the folks leave, Alan, is the looks on their face. It's like, hey, I'm going to go out and try some things that I heard today and see if I can catch them, like the guys up front who taught us.
That's right. Well, Captain Dan, now, you've taught me a world about bass fishing. You know that, right?
I that's been my whole thrust of my career as a charter boat captain, is to teach people how to fish, and hopefully they stick with it and enjoy it.
That's right. And I taught you one thing, and that's the only thing I've ever taught you. He's chuckling. Tim,
I'm never going back.
I know. Hey, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Do you know what I taught Captain Dan?
No, I have no clue.
Well, I'll reveal my secret. If that's all right with you, Captain.
Absolutely.
Captain Dan is a big guy. I'm a big guy. He's bigger than me. And when he got in the guide business, he was sending me, he did some advertising with me in a couple of magazines that we published. And Captain Dan would send me pictures of him with fish and clients with fish. I said, Dan, you're a big guy. When you hold up a 3-pound bass close to your body, it looks like you're holding up a 10-inch bass. What you need to do is just extend your arm just a little bit towards the camera so that a 3-pound bass looks like a 3-pound bass or a 5-pound bass. And since that time, Captain Dan's learned how to take a picture.
I had surgery on my left arm. It's now 6 inches longer.
So that 2-pounder now looks like an 8-pounder, right?
I have learned from Roland Martin and Jimmy Houston over the years. I mean, I got it down pat.
Ah. you don't kiss him, though, do you, like Jimmy Houston?
No, but I tell you, everybody says Tim's bad luck. We did an article last year, and we went out, and we stuck a 714 in the boat. So
well, who's bad luck? Tim's bad luck?
Yes, sir. Hey, my name on the water amongst my fishing friends is the human high pressure system.
Really?
Yes, sir, because every time we go out and work on an article, it seems that I bring the weather fronts with me.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I don't know about all that, but that's it's good to hear from you guys. Tim, did you have a point you wanted to make with Captain Dan?
No, I was just calling in. You were talking a little bit earlier about some of the fishing opportunities earlier on the Eastern Shore for white perch. But we also have the catch and release shag coming up. And I guess towards the end of the month in April, the guides will start hitting the catch and release stripers up on the flats. It might be a decent year this year. Even though we've had some rain, we haven't had a lot of snow, and that'll make runoff and the river conditions muddy up there.
Yeah, I understand. That is not my favorite season to discuss. I've been opposed to that catch and release season on the flats since it started, and I will continue to be opposed to that catch and release season. I wish they would end that practice. I understand the economic aspect of it. I understand the opportunity to get out there early and catch a big fish. I'm just not I'm just not a fan, is what it is.
Can't appreciate well,
Alan,
that.
One last thing from me.
Yes, sir, Cap.
This is my last year. I will be retiring from the charter boat business at the end of the season. I'll be sending my letter of retirement into the U.S. Coast Guard in December.
And then you'll just fish for fun, right?
Yeah, I think it's about time.
Yeah.
64 and a whole new highway installed in my chest. I think it's time to relax.
A whole new highway installed in your chest. Yes, I knew about that. So,
yeah.
Well, it's time to cut the stress level down just a tad.
It's time to enjoy it, but it's been a great career, and I've met a lot of wonderful
Great people, Captain Dan Kardash. Yep, that's for sure. So,
absolutely.
We appreciate
you have a great day, and I will get in touch with you, and we will get a day on the water. And same to you, Tim.
Can't
All
wait.
Right, Dan, I appreciate that.
Yes, the human high-pressure system.
That man is like having a gold dollar in your pocket.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
I got you. Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Dan.
Take care, guys.
You're welcome.
See you guys. Bye-bye. There we go. All right. We'll talk to Carol, and then we'll take a short break. Go ahead, Carol. How are you today? Carol? Hello? Carol couldn't hang. Oh, well. Call back. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Got an email. Very interesting email. Regarding our voting power in Maryland, I feel we're in a tough spot. This is a Democratic stronghold where the power is confined to a few select areas. Of course, Baltimore City, Montgomery, PG County. What should those of us who do not support these officials do to change the balance of power? Good question. I'm registered unaffiliated, but I've read a lot of people on Maryland shooters advocating registering as a Democrat to vote against enemies of our rights in the primaries as a tactic to change things. You probably could if you wanted to vote in the primary and selectively vote out people who are entrenched, and you have a new challenger, somebody that you might be able to mold and turn into an advocate. That's possible. However, I see this as showing Annapolis that the Dems have overwhelming support and further relegate Republicans and independents to non-entity status. Should I, as an unaffiliated voter, register as a Republican to contribute to registered voters to oppose, the Annapolis Democrat power structure? I'm not sure what he's exactly getting at there. Honestly, I'm not sure Governor O'Malley and the rest even care, since their supporters are so many. Ideologically, I'm diametrically against the anti-freedom and anti-sport polls in the state house, but I'm unsure how to make my vote count best. I attended two pro-Second Amendment rallies this year, but I'm not sure what else we can do. Thanks, and sorry for not calling. Work would frown on it. Well, understand that. And I don't have a total reply crafted to that. I need to check with some folks and see what we've got. But I did send them a little email back. Let's talk to Carol in Baltimore, and then we'll take a break. Go ahead, Carol. How are you?
How you doing, Alan? I'm sorry about that. I lost you.
It's all right.
I don't know what O'Malley's thinking. He's hiking up the gas tax. He's cutting funding for other things. And now he wants to run for president.
Well, has he announced yet?
No, not yet, but I have a feeling he's going to. We're in trouble.
Well, everybody says that. But you know something, Carol? All good things come to an end.
This is true.
And I think what you saw on the floor of the Senate the other night with Rand Paul standing up and challenging the administration while entrenched members of the Senate were dining with the president across town in a posh hotel.
Yeah.
I think that has ignited some people to really pay attention. I think they finally are starting to get it. I hope there is a crack in the armor. I hope there's a little bit of light starting to shine in. I hope that the smoke and mirrors is starting to be, I think the guy behind the curtain has been revealed, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, I think we better find a chink in their armor real quick.
Well, I agree with you. Before 2014, we need to keep the House and make as many gains as we can. Or it's over, to be honest with you.
Well, the problem with that is they're going to be taking our guns at that point. You know what we need to ask for, though? We need to ask for the drones, then. We could go deer hunting with drones.
No, no thanks. Not interested. Not interested, Carol. Thanks for that. But
if they're yanking our guns from
us,
do something.
No, not interested. I'll do bow and arrow. I'll do muzzle loader. I'll do a spear. I'll do a knife in my teeth and jump on them. But nope, I got to have that up close and personal deal. So,
okay.
All right, Carol, thanks for the call.
All right, Alan, have a good one.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye. All right. Clyde Sports Shop. Tomorrow is the last day of the 10-day sale, and we want you to go before it closes out because you can fill your reels with premium monofilament like Strand or Trilene for half price. All you got to do is take the old nasty, coily, kinky line off your, and I mean that in the nicest way, off your spools. And take the empty spools in, and Clyde's will fill them up for you with premium monofilament for half price, starting at 1 cent per yard. Now, they got a lot of reels on display. They got a lot of reels on sale. A couple of them are like the Trion GX from Pfluger, just $39.95. Six stainless steel ball bearings. It's got some great features on it. The Ugly Stick fishing rods are all on sale from Shakespeare. The Pfluger... what is this one called? The Pfluger Supreme is on sale. There are a number of trolling rods on sale from the folks at Shakespeare, starting at just $39.95. And all the pens are on sale, too. All the pen trolling reels are on sale. The GT2s and the GTOs and all the other ones. So check that out at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. The phone number there is 410-242-6108. Clyde's will get you ready for fishing season, ready for spring turkey season. They carry the great Browning firearms, and you can check them out online at ClydeSports.com. Don't forget the fishing hotline, 24 hours, 410-247-FISH.
The following is a paid announcement.
Governor O'Malley wants to enact laws that burden the right of self-defense for the law-abiding citizen. These restrictions will deny rights to those least able to afford them. The governor openly admits he wants to tax a civil right and make it a profit center for Maryland. The governor proposes laws that violate American values. His laws will not target criminals. His laws will only convert the lawful into criminals. The governor's penalties against law-abiding people will cause the loss of jobs, security clearances, and could even stop you from getting a mortgage. The governor's laws will subject active duty service members to prison time if they cannot register their firearms while serving overseas. They will subject young hunters to prison time for possessing common hunting ammunition, and you'll risk prison for not knowing to register a hunting firearm that the state previously approved you to own. Gun control helps no one. This message brought to you by Maryland Citizens. Learn more at MarylandShallIssue.org.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard, in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Music.
been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early. And honey, you ain't gonna like it. Cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined. So I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out.
There we go. Let's talk to Don on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Don. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm all right. What's going on?
I tell you what, I work many different hours, and this is actually the first time I've ever heard your program.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I've only been doing this 24 years.
Seriously, on 680?
Seriously, 24 years.
Well, yeah, I'm not usually awake this time of the day.
Well, that explains it, doesn't it?
It's very, very enjoyable.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We try hard. We work hard at it. We try to give the answers. We have an email. If you want to send us an email, it's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That's my last name. We also have a Facebook page for my various divisions of Ellis Outdoors, the Outdoors and Radio Show. We have the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. We have the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. So those all have Facebook pages, so you can stay in touch. And, and ask you to like us on those. And if you want to send us an email, it's Ellis, my last name, E-L-L-I-S, at ellisoutdoors.com. But we're here every Saturday, 5 to 7, 2 hours.
Man, the first life, I guess, also, being Saturday, yeah. It's not usually Saturdays. I just go ahead and try to recuperate.
Well, a lot of people do, but you know what? During fishing season and hunting season, we have a ton of people that listen, and when they're traveling to the boat ramp or the duck blind or the goose pit or the deer stand, they're listening.
Well, you had just mentioned one of your sponsors there, Clyde's.
Oh, yeah, good folk.
And even though I'm on this side of the ditch these days, I grew up over there.
Yep.
And still, I just have to go ahead and strip some line and go ahead and get them re-spooled, but I guess I'll have to get there to wait and find out just how things are going on ammunition these days.
Today and tomorrow, the ammunition front is horrible. Horrible. You can't buy 22s. I mean, somebody priced a box of 22 Stingers the other day at $10.95.
50 round or
yeah.
100,
yeah.
100 or 50 round box.
I believe that was a 100 round box, but still.
Okay.
But still, yeah, you used to be able to buy a brick of 22 long rifles for 20 some bucks, 20 couple bucks. Not anymore.
I remember those days.
You can't find 9mm. You can't find 45 ACP. You can't find 380. 22s are hard to find. 223s are impossible. 5.56 is impossible.
Everything you've mentioned, I actually own one of.
40 caliber is impossible to find. So
don't have one of those, but
yeah. Well, I'm telling you, you better keep what you got. So. I mean, there's a run. There is absolutely a run on the market as far as ammunition, and the manufacturers can't keep up, just like gun manufacturers. So,
it's a bit of a joke between me and my son.
Yeah,
but I've been shooting a Red Ryder and
right,
an old Crosman pump-up gun,
Crosman 760. Yep.
Actually, this is the pistol.
Oh, the pistol. Well, my old Crosman 760 accounted for many sparrows and starlings and red squirrels and chipmunks back in the day when I was running through the woods like a wild man up in Pennsylvania. And I'll tell you what, any kid that grows up with a BB gun and is allowed to take it out and shoot it and with rules.
Yeah, that's correct.
With rules, he can really, really hone his marksmanship. And I started that when I was 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, running around the woods with a BB gun. You learn to shoot those iron sights. And, boy, when you put a telescope on there, it's like, wow, that's pretty cool. Well, so
I consider myself to be a fair shot these days, although I need glass now.
Yeah, well, of course. Of course. You know, and then you graduate from the BB gun that has a little bit of power to the 22, and
well, now, nowadays at that little 17 is a sweet piece.
I'm hearing that. I'm hearing about this 17, a very little, quiet little gun with a long range, a very fast bullet, a very small bullet, but very, very effective and very deadly, from what I understand.
Well, there's they make the 17, what they call 17 Mach 2, which is just a neck down 22 long rifle, the 17 caliber.
Right.
And then they've got the 17 HMR.
Right.
Which is the 22 Magnum.
Right.
Down to 17.
Yep. I think I like the HMR, to be honest with you.
That's the one I've purchased.
yeah. I might have to look into that. I don't have a. I have a 22-250 that belongs to my grandson. That was the first gun he won at a conservation event, and it's at the house, and it comes with a 14 power scope on it. So I'm thinking that's a good coyote and fox gun. But
.22-250, yes.
Yeah, but I'm thinking for Alan that 17 might be a nice little gun to carry out for groundhogs and things like that. So.
Very, very easy to shoot, very forgiving.
Yep.
Other than
no recoil, very little sound coming out the barrel. So yeah, I think
yes, correct. But it can't handle the wind.
Ah, gotcha. Yep. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
That music means we got to go.
Appreciate the program. You take care.
Thanks, Don. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Be a regular caller, and we appreciate that. Like us on Facebook. Visit the website, ellisoutdoors.com. That'll lead you to Maryland Hunting Quarterly. That'll lead you to Maryland Loves Crabs. Maryland Loves Crabs. We're working hard on it for the spring. And we'd like you to send us your crab recipes, your crab pictures. Just send them everything you want to send. Deer pictures, waterfowl pictures, crab pictures, stories, recipes. You name it. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We have the means to broadcast and publish your recipes and your stories and your pictures. And we appreciate it.